KC9HKS, KB9KKG. KC9HAS, KB9KKG. KB9KKG, clear monitoring.
WG8W, Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey. WG8W, Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey, Indian River.
KD8HBB, Brian and Onaway.
Good morning. Where did you say you were at?
This is Brian over in Tower. I talked to you there before.
Oh, you're over in Tower?
Roger.
What's your name, Paul?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Oh, you live over there right in town there in Tower, right on the south, one of the little side streets.
Yeah, Roger, you was by here one time.
That's been a long time. I haven't heard you in a while. So, yeah, this repeater I'm on is 145.19. Is that the one you're using?
Well, I'm on 146.140 right now.
The 14674? Is that the one you're on?
Roger.
Yeah, I normally monitor that one all the time, but I was having trouble getting into it. It doesn't hear me. It cuts me off and stuff like that. So I've been listening here on the 145.19. I guess that's over in Petoskey over there by the, not too far from Home Depot, crossing that big field off to where you got those high ground there. There's a bunch of towers over there. I guess that's where that's at. So. But I can get into that one real good. I guess the 146.68 repeater has been down for a long time. I guess it's broke for a while. So.
Roger there. Did you get your deer this year?
I did. I got, let's see, the 22nd, was that Saturday? It was Saturday after opening day, so I got a spike horn. Nothing to brag about, but it was some deer. I got them, that's meat in the freezer, you know. And, I got a look at a nice 8 or 10 point, he was standing there broadside telling me, 20 yards away, perfect shot, but I mean, I just got in my blind and zipped it shut and sat down, and my gun was leaning against the wall in the tent blind, and I looked up, and there he's standing, and I grabbed over for my gun, and he hopped away before I could get it up to my shoulder. No, I got to look at one like that, but I didn't get to shoot at one like that. Oh, boy.
Roger, are you doing a lot of HF talking on HF there?
Or? Well, yeah, I just got off. I was on 40 meters, and at 6 o'clock till about 7, I was on 80 meters, and there's a couple of groups I get on with, and we discuss our Bible verse.
Yeah, Roger, that's okay there. I got a couple pieces of HF equipment I'm going to sell there. I got an Icon 7300, and I got a HF ACOM linear amplifier legal limit.
What kind of amplifier is that?
I think it's I got to look at it there. ACOM, I think it is, or something like that.
Okay, how much power is it capable of?
Legal limit.
Legal limit?
Roger, legal limit.
Well, that sounds like a nice amp. Is that tube style or is it all solid state?
It's all solid state there. It's in mint condition.
I don't swaps coming up lately in the near future, but you shouldn't have any trouble getting rid of that if you want to sell that. So anyhow, Brian, thanks for coming back to me, dude. I got to get going. I'm out in my barn here where my ham station's at, and I got to get back in the house. We got to get going. We'll be leaving early this morning, so nice to hear you again. And now, I think you're still living there with your mom?
I live alone there. My mother passed away last November.
So sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. That's sad, so. Well, we got to keep going day at a time, you know. Hey, 73, Brian. I don't have to get moving here, otherwise I'm going to be late, so. This is WGAW. I'll be here on Empty River right in town here, so. Just outside town, so. On Goose Lake Road, so. You look me up on a QRZ and click on the satellite map on there when you can see exactly where my house is. Anyhow. I gotta get going. WGAW.
Okay, Rod, I'll catch you in there later. I'm on here usually every morning. KD8HBB, I'll be clear.
9KOP Mobile. 89NN Mobile Monitoring.
NADMH Mobile.
NADMH, N8NXP Mobile. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Chuck, how's it going?
Not doing bad. Just taking a little trip down to Gaylord to do some shopping.
Oh, boy. I just left Boeing City. We had a software vulnerability update to do. So I was there for a couple hours.
Seems like you're doing quite a few of those lately, aren't you?
Well, when you update half the state and then Motorola finds a vulnerability, you gotta kind of do them all over again.
Yeah, I understand that. Of course, then when they get hacked, you're all over the place. And there's been a lot of that going on, isn't there?
Yeah, that's for sure. But the good thing is that by the time I get back to the Travers, that'll be the end of the day. So I've been all over the place, and I'm happy to have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, a week ago when I was talking to you, you said you got a four-wheel drive vehicle now for the job to run around in?
Yes, and I have been using the all-wheel drive very heavily. I've been actually to a couple of tower sites where, to be honest, I didn't really think this thing was going to make it back there, but I was like, well, you know what, we'll see. And I didn't have any issues. So that was good to see. It wasn't super deep snow. It was just not plowed.
So what, you got a pickup or a van?
A Chevy Equinox.
Okay. Yeah, the YL's had a couple of those. Now she's got the Terrain, and I've got the Acadia. We've been happy with them. Been doing a pretty good job. Of course, I don't try to go out in fields. Hi.
I've had this one since May or June, somewhere around there. Started at 77,000 miles, and I'm up to 92.5.
Oh, well, that means that you're putting out a lot of road mileage. Getting that windshield time, eh?
Yeah, actually, the week after Christmas, I got to go down to Grand Rapids and do firmware updates on 150 radios.
Holy smoly, the Holland Depot King. Well, do they still have a Grand Rapids service center down there?
Yep, we still have the GR shop. We're going to be opening one up in, Ishpeming? No. Somewhere near Marquette, near Nagani. It's like right outside Nagani. Is that Ishpeming or Munising? I forget.
Well, Ishpeming, Nagani, all those are right in that area, so that sounds good. Well, is the depot still up on Clyde Park on the hill?
Yep.
That's the same place it was when we were down there, when Jen was working for Motorola. Yeah, that's decent. Of course, we didn't live too far from there. We were on the other side of 28th Street, behind Rogers Plaza. A good area. It's interesting they kept that shop.
It's our demo center now, actually. And then our GR slash Holland service manager, he works out of there sometimes. So there's that. But yeah, the front, the most of it is a demo center. They've got like a demo console, kind of a skeleton setup of lights and stuff like that. It's pretty neat.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, if they put in a Ishpeming center, you're still going to have to run across the UP and work?
I don't know. They didn't ask me to go up there. But we'll see what transpires. So we've been getting more and more customers up that way, so it only makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that way you can even double your customer base if you're closer in, and that's a smart move business-wise.
Yeah, that's for sure. So. Yep. Oh, man. I am ready to sit down and chill out for a little bit. It's been a lot of window time this week.
Well, I can imagine where the miles you're showing. Hey, have you talked with Fireman Adam lately?
I haven't really had a chance to. That's how busy I've been.
Yeah, he's doing classes two nights a week and Saturdays now.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's a first-time class. They're doing it virtual, so that's going to be interesting. See how that works out, especially with all the practicals you're supposed to do during the class. That was a week ago Thursday. I was talking with the assistant instructor. He was telling me they got students from Troy to Marquette.
Oh wow! So it's going to be a full house then. Okay. That's interesting. There's a lot of practicalities in that, though, so I don't know how. I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out.
Yeah, I agree with that because, I mean, the written exam, that won't be any problem, but it's the practical you have to take at the end. You have to have two proctors for it. I mean, back when I was doing it in the 90s, I know all the crap you had to go through. And we were, I'm trying to think, I think the most we could have in a class was 30. When there was two of us rotating off. And a practical course, that was, that was always real interesting. With the proctor, you know, when we first started, you had one proctor, and then they wanted two, and craziness on that part. So it'll be real interesting to see how they, if you got guys down in Troy and you got guys up in Marquette, you know, Sheboygan, Mackinac City, or you know, wherever they are, that means you got a slew of proctors.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm also wondering how well that information will be portrayed over that, you know, through that virtual class, because from what I understand, the in-person one's a lot more hands-on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I mean, okay, so your first three classes are basically book work, because you've got to go through PA-207, all your safety requirements, my OSHA, pertaining to firefighting and, you know, following through. And the hard part will be the procedural, departmental procedures. They'll turn that over to their individual chiefs. But like SCBA training, ladder training, hose training, you know, that's a huge part of that class. That'll be real interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I guess time will tell on how that whole idea goes. I mean, I don't really, well, I don't know. I've done a couple virtual classes, and man, it got pretty nauseating to just sit there and listen. Like, yeah. I did that for my R56 grounding certification. Holy cow, man. There was so much information that was just thrown into my face. It's all just death by PowerPoint. I was lucky to pass.
Well, I took the OXCOM class virtual, and the hardest part was when you had to get into groups and work a scenario. You know, when you're in a group and you're sitting at a table or such, a round table, you get everybody's expressions. You're going to express yourself better. Yeah, and there's some hands-on stuff going on at that time. Yeah, I didn't think it was the greatest class I ever took in my life. In fact, I would probably rate it as one of the worst, just because of what was going on. And I'm not key on these virtual things. You'll lose a lot, as far as I'm concerned. N8NXT Mobile.
N8DMH Mobile. Just going through the Alba light here. Oh, I'm so glad that there's a light here in Alba. That sucks sometimes. Alba High 131. Yeah, there's just... Sometimes they're stripping out some of that information that you do need from those virtual classes, or... When it's virtual, it's just not anywhere near as engaging. And when you've got ADHD like I do, not helpful, because the distractions that may be in the room or in your environment when you're doing that virtual class are amplified. And yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree, Drake. And we did that OXCOM class Father's Day weekend, so that was a bummer on top of it. And it was 3 days, where you did Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, the instructors were excellent. We had them from all over the country. It was just the idea when you got down and had to do the group planning of a disaster and how you do it. It's not easy, per se. It's nice to be around people. You get more feeling. I don't know. Something like that. Well, the other thing I just remembered, it was a class at the Firefighters Training Council Anselm after I got too busy to play around with that. And it was... evacuation. They're training them how to go out a window and down a ladder in an emergency if they had a flashover, backdraft or possibility of either one of those happening very rapidly, you could get out of a building. So I don't know how they're going to do that virtual high.
I understand that. I have most of that. I have to start listening over the 2-6. Almost to Mantletucky here. So. Anyways. A whole bunch of stuff. Well, the new cat comes home on Sunday. Got to sign the addendum this morning. So the shelter's been holding the cat for me. So I got the paperwork all sorted out. So. Fun stuff.
I'll find business for you there, Drake. Well, I'm going to be dropping down into a hole. So we'll say 7-3s, good talking with you. Travel safe. Hopefully we'll catch you down the log here in a few days. N8 NXP.
Hey, catch you later, Chuck. N8 UH.
KF8 DNF. N8 DMH, you still on the road there, Drake?
KF8 DNF. 89 NN mobile monitoring.
KF8 DNF.
KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 19.
Hey Rick, what's going on?
Ah, not too much. Just leaving Harbor Springs. Looks like it's snowing. Been snowing forever here. How you doing?
Doing good. Just woke up from a 3-hour nap. I got off work early. I didn't sleep at all. Wasn't feeling great. And then got home a little early and took a nap. And I'm somewhat awake now.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I'm heading home to get back to my flooring project. I got to try to get most of it done this weekend. See what happens.
Oh, hey, good deal on that. Sounds like there's a structure fire in Long Lake, or residential fire in Long Lake and Traverse. So, I'm listening to that right now.
That doesn't sound like a very nice Christmas for somebody. Hopefully it's not their full-time home, but wow. Yeah. That does happen around the holidays, though, doesn't it? I think sometimes the lights and things or whatever, but... Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just cruising along, figured I'd shout out in a 1-9, and there you are. I didn't expect to hear from you this time of day, though, so... The nap explains it. Well, it depends sometimes. If you catch me on the road around this time, I'll probably shout back at you, but... Anyway. Well, fun. So I'm probably going to head over. I got to go over to the grocery store and actually go grocery shopping. Soon. P.M. Yeah, I think my wife did that today. We've been out of sorts with our schedule last 3 weeks, 4 weeks or so. We've been downstate. Out of state, out doing things, back out of state again, in and out. We've been all over hell. So finally we're calming down now and realize we don't have much for groceries because we haven't been home much. I gotta run. I got a phone call. Thank you, Mitch.
KI7 QMD Mobile. Back to listening.
KF8 DNF. KF8 call, this is Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray.
Yeah, go ahead, ADX.
Yeah, I just had my radio on scan, heard you call. I didn't hear the whole call, so just responding to you.
Yeah, copy that here in Harbor Springs, just waiting on the snowstorm. How about you?
Southwestern Kalkaska County. I just looked at the weather on NOAA. I don't see any major accumulation coming for us. Are they calling for accumulation up there?
I haven't seen the forecasted numbers, which lately haven't meant much. They'll call for 2 to 3 inches and we'll get 8. But we're supposed to have snow for the rest of the evening, I guess, starting at 7 p.m.
Copy that. Yeah, I didn't. I saw that there was a winter storm watch or whatever, an advisory or whatever, but it was calling for like an inch of accumulation. So I'm thinking, what in the heck is this advisory all about? You're quite a bit north of me, so it could be a band of lake effect that you guys are expecting up that way. The last snowstorm we had, all the fingers of the lake effect just missed my general area. And everybody else just got clobbered. I mean, we got some snow, but not as much as everybody else.
Yeah, last week I drove through Kalkaska on my way back from Grand Rapids and had spoken to some friends in Traverse City, and he said they were getting hammered. And I thought for sure I'd run into some band going across there on 72, but it was smooth sailing all the way.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know if it's correct or not, but I had heard during that storm that they had already gotten well over a foot in the Leelanau Peninsula over there, so I don't know anybody over that way, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, just checked the weather forecast here in more detail. Emmett County is supposed to get 8-plus inches of snow tonight.
All right, I'm going to have to recheck because you got me curious now. Stand by a second. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray.
KF8 ENF.
Yeah, K8 ADX. Snow showers mainly after 7 p.m. Areas of blowing snow, low around 8, so I got a fire going. Wind chills as low as -4, west wind 10 to 15, gusts as high as 25. Total nighttime accumulation of only an inch. Tomorrow they're calling for a half inch. Saturday night, 2 inches. So, yeah, I don't understand. It does say winter weather advisory, though, and this is on NOAA. That's the only weather that I trust, really, is NOAA. And like you said, you can't really trust a heck of a lot of it because the totals are never correct. But anyway.
Yeah, who knows? I know it's not an exact science, but I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like just north of Traverse City there's a band that's going to come across. So sounds like you might just be just south of of where it's going to hit. Lucky you this time.
Yeah, look on forward in your forecast to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They're looking at temperatures close to 40 degrees. So all of this snow that's packed down from plowing and that kind of thing is just going to turn to a slushy, muddy mess. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm seeing Thursday, high of 41, 70% chance of precipitation. And then Friday, high of 22, go figure.
Yep, I was just looking at my email, talking to a guy out in Arizona about some land out that way. I got a buddy that owns a radio station down in Mississippi as well. I'm considering buying a little piece down there that I can pull an RV to for the winter, because I really honestly can't stand this crap anymore, you know, K880X.
Yeah, the older I get, the less enthused I am about winter. Looking forward to retirement in a few years and likely relocating to somewhere in the south, but in a mountainous area where we can still get some seasons.
Yeah, copy that. Surprisingly enough, man, I had a little house down by the Gulf in Mississippi, about an hour north of the Gulf, and I've sold it on land contract since, because my neighbor was a nightmare. But, I mean, you know, during the wintertime, it'll drop down to 30, 31 degrees, you know, where they're like, hey, leave your water dripping or whatever. There's seasons down that way. It depends on where you're at down south. You know, you get down into Florida, you're not going to run into many seasons, but there's no palm trees down there in southern Mississippi where I was at. Arizona's nice, but, man, it really depends on where you go out there as to what kind of weather you're going to get winter and summer. You got to try and find, like, that golden spot, you know.
Arizona, my wife is a fan of it, though. She doesn't want to be away from the water. You know, northern Michigan, born and bred. So she wants to be around some water. So we kind of like the Carolinas, eastern Tennessee, and, you know, that's not too far away from the ocean. So I think that would be the best of both worlds for us.
Yeah, copy that. I actually looked in eastern Tennessee quite a bit for some land. There's some counties there, actually, that are pretty friendly to off-grid living. One in particular, Scott County, which is where Oneida is. It's the northern part, northeastern part of the state, kind of. There's no building codes there, you know. So it's kind of a different world down there.
And when you get outside of Michigan, how few laws there are on the books in other states. I have a friend that moved here from Wyoming, and he's astounded by how many laws we have that affect just about everything in your life. And, you know, growing up here and living here all my life, I've never known the difference. But as I poke around and look in other places, you know, things like taxes and regulations and building codes and laws and things like that, makes me wonder why I didn't start looking around earlier in my life.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm 51. You sound pretty young, but if you're close to retirement, you're obviously probably somewhere up there around me or older than I am. But, yeah, you're right, man. I actually lived in Wyoming for quite a while. Laramie, Cheyenne, Casper, and then over in Jackson, Wyoming, which is gorgeous. But I lived with a buddy of mine that owns a company out there. I could never afford to live there on my own, especially now. But, no, your buddy's right. I mean, I don't know why anybody would leave the state of Wyoming and come here, frankly. It's gorgeous out there. Winters are harsh, but it's gorgeous. And it's a very cool place.
To, you know, kind of share that area with them. But it's, you know, unaffordable for regular people, and unfortunately that's what I see Harbor Springs and Petoskey morphing into as well. Kind of sad. I've lived here for the past 30 years, and I'm 56, so, you know, right around the corner is what I'm looking at for getting away and changing my life a little bit. So just trying to find the best place in the country to do that. More looking around to be done, though. By the way, my call sign, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot.
F-8-E-N-F, Rog. The beginning of your transmission is getting clipped. I don't know if the repeater is firing up quick enough. You might wait a second when you hit the mic key. But yeah, Kilo 8, Alpha Delta X-ray, Bill in Kalkaska County.
Yeah, copy that, Bill. I'm also using a crossband repeater from my base station into an HT in my house right now, so that might have something to do with it, too. You getting into the Traverse City repeater from Kalkaska there?
I'm on the 147.86. Hang on a second, that sound right. 147.86 on the transmit. Hang on a second. Yeah, 147.26 on the receive and 147.86 on the transmit. I used to have it labeled as I don't remember what I had it labeled as something else. I didn't realize it was a linked repeater. I think I had it labeled as Vanderbilt. Maybe you can tell me which one I'm on.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. Not sure which one that would be. I'm on the Petoskey repeater. They call it the 19, 145.19, and that's just across the bay from me here in Harbor Springs, so I can hit it on low power, and it's on a big hill, and it's quite the flamethrower, so it's got a lot of coverage up here.
Yeah, you're on my repeater there, Bill. Any DMH? It's in Traverse City.
Any DMH? Well, thanks for the repeater. I think I had it labeled as Vanderbilt. It was probably labeled wrong, and I never really heard anybody on it. And I met a gentleman on here the other day that explained to me that it was the Northern Michigan Link, so now I've got it renamed Northern Michigan Link. But, yeah, I appreciate the repeater, bud, K80X. And the guy up in, I forget calls with my old age, but the guy up in Harbor Springs there, you're coming through full quiet, man, probably 20 on my end. So you're getting into that machine, no problem.
Well, thanks to Drake for putting such a nice machine up here in my neighborhood. So appreciate that, Drake. Bill, good to meet you. I just got the call from my wife that the pizza just arrived, so I'm going to step away from the mic. Wish you guys both 73 good luck, or good evening, and hope to catch you both on the air soon. KF8 ENF.
Yeah, copy that, buddy. 73 is to you. That's an important call, man. The pizza call. 880X will be standing by. Is that other gentleman still out there, N8, the N8 call? The N8 call, do you still copy? Kilo 8, Alpha Delta X-ray.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on a portable doing some stuff right now. I just heard you guys in there and figured I'd put that info in there. I got to get back to what I'm doing. N8
DMH. Ah, no worries. 73 to you. Be safe. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray. Somebody calling for a radio check, K880X.
Yeah, this is K8QIS. We're down in Harrison. I just wanted to see if I was making it to the
M9. Yeah, you're making it into the machine, but there's a lot of bacon fry with you and that kind of thing. It's a little unintelligible, but I can make most of it out. Over.
Copy that. We're running 100 watts. 100 watts on an air. So, all right. I'll have to try it on my collar and collar. This one's at 15 feet, so we'll have to get up on the 80-footer and see if that'll work better. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. K-8-D-Y-S.
Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, no problem. I did copy that. Still a lot of bacon fry. Yeah, try the other machine on the link and check a radio check on there on that one. K-8-ADX will be standing by.
K-8-ADX, that's the call. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the link system.
Delta Golf, Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, are you just making a general call?
No, sir. I was actually calling you, sir. I heard you over on a couple days ago over on Simplex 14652. Just wanted to kind of thank you for using that frequency. I was not at the, I couldn't get to the microphone, but heard your call. Just wanted to tell you that you were putting out a good signal.
Yes, sir. I do scan the 5-2. I heard somebody calling me, or they weren't calling me. They were calling. I guess they were traveling on 131 or whatever. I'm not sure which conversation you heard. It might have been that one. But my call, Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, southwestern Kalkaska County. Where are you? Over.
I'm over. If you know where the town of Leland is, over in Leland County, that's probably the closest location. But so you were making the signal across the Grand Traverse Bay and across the Leland County. So just wanted to say a good job to your station.
Wow, that's pretty excellent, man. That's got to be 40 miles as the crow flies from here, I would estimate. Wow, yeah, that's shocking. I know I can hit, 30 pretty easily, but that's pretty impressive. I appreciate you letting me know that. We could probably go down to Simplex and talk there. Yeah, I'm running 100 watts. I generally drop down to 50, but I've just kept it up at 100 here, trying to reach the Gaylord machine. They don't have their antenna on top of the building anymore after the ice storm, et cetera, et cetera. So what was your call again, bud?
Yeah, the name is Jim Juliet India Mike. Call is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. And like I said, I heard you a couple nights ago. I would say your signal was S1, S2. I mean, it was definitely readable, but I don't want to shift over there right now.
No, I was just being facetious. I just think it's very cool and old school and analog to just be on Simplex, But yeah, I've got a Comet GP6 antenna that's up, a decent height in the air on top of my pole barn, so it's got a big ground plane underneath it, even though it probably isn't utilizing it, But, and I've got an ICOM 7100 I'm talking on here, so.
Okay, so I was hearing you on an omnidirectional antenna up to maybe only about 20 feet up off the ground, but signal is coming across, and geography says you cross the water across Grand Traverse and then a couple of hills to get to me, so just wanted to tell you that your signal was making it, and that was great. So ACAPT, I'll be clear of it with you.
Yeah, Delta Golf, I appreciate that, Jim. Yeah, you're getting a little bit broken up on it. I don't know if you're mobile or what, but I really appreciate you reaching out and letting me know that Simplex signal was getting to you. It's very cool. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray will be standing by and scanning.
ACADG, K8DYS. How about you, Jim? You get a copy on K8DYS?
Hey, solid copy there now. You were a little, as the other station said, a little bacon frying the other repeater you were coming into, but here you find.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trying the mile repeater. They got it up. Obviously, the receive's not quite there, but I can hear it full quiet from here, half scale on this Yaesu radio. I'm dialed up on All-Star now from my base here, so... Yeah, just haven't heard you in a while. Just wanted to say howdy, howdy, and everything's going good here, and just wanted to check in with you.
Okay, sir. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I think I heard you mobiling up, Indian River area or something the day before yesterday or so, but I didn't come back to you. You said you were kind of busy, so. Coming in via All-Star, of course, your signal sounds great. Well, digital signal that way, so. Okay, well, I'm going to go and finish my supper. ACATG, 7-3.
Copy that. Enjoy your supper. Yeah, I've been up in Sheboygan, Indian River, Roger City, Alpena area this week, so. Monday, we'll be back over in your neck of the woods, so. You enjoy your supper. K8DYS will be standing by.
K8DYS, Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray.
Yep, go ahead, sir.
You were the one calling for a radio check a minute ago out of Harrison.
Yes, sir. You got Ryan here. We're in Harrison. And I was just trying the mile repeater there. I can hear it really good. I think it's the only one around here I can hear. We're kind of on the east
southeast side of Harrison were blocked by a bunch of hills and stuff. So, but we got pretty good all-star repeater set up here at the home, so we have no problems getting in through the internet.
Ah, Raj, yeah, you're coming through real well now. I was going to say, you sound like 100 watts now, but you're digital. So, yeah, Harrison's got good old memories for me. I actually DJed for the Maselli family at Maselli's Corner there back almost 20 years ago, I guess. So there was good times down in Harrison back in the day.
And I'm KOB Mobile.
Roger, Dodger, yeah. I'm a mile away from the bar here off of 61, a mile east here. So we know where that's at. Go ahead there, Cameron. K8DYS.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why you're not getting into the repeater very well from Harrison is the antenna's more more toward the northeast on the tower. It's a different, I'm on a totally different tower. It's a taller tower, totally different repeater. I'm pushing about 100 out of the repeater, probably 80 out of the cams, 82 out of the cams. Power down a little bit and help the receive, but it doesn't work that well that way. I mean, Gladwin area, you can get into it. Sugar River area, you can get into it pretty good from a mobile. I mean, I had somebody in there on a mobile a couple weeks ago. Seems to work well, very well, northeast. Alpena, Roger City area, southeast even. I mean, I live 30 miles away, and I can raise it on a portable. Gaylord, I haven't tried yet. I haven't been to Gaylord. I don't know the conditions up there. So I'm still trying to figure out its boundaries here. But, I mean, this area is pretty solid. I mean, I know they can get into it in a mobile in Sterling. And they're solid copy all the way in Sterling. And 9KOB mobile.
Copy that. Well, I hear it just perfectly fine. But yeah, I understand. I'm kind of down in a hole as well. I do have a taller tower here at my house, but there's a repeater on that. But I can get on that and try it, possibly. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in there. I was dinking around here, taking a intermission from my show here, and just kicking her back and relaxing. So we're going to get, I got to get something to drink here, and I'm going to jump off to the side. I'm glad that you got it going, for sure, back going. So I was over in Gaylord. I think I flipped over there. It was a little bit scratchy up north of Gaylord a little bit, but I could hear it. I could hear it fine. I don't think I tried transmitting out on it. Indian River, I think I got on there. I don't remember. I'll be back up there, though. I'm always out cruising around, so I'll jump over there and try it out a little bit more, help out with the range find of it. So, all right, you guys enjoy the night. I'm going to jump off to the side. Thanks for jumping back to me. K8DYS.
Yeah, 7-3 is K8DYS, Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray will be standing by and scanning.
Hey, good evening, guys. And, yeah, we'll eventually figure it out. It's going to take some time to figure out what the best match is here. The problem is I don't really have good site access right now. I'm waiting for all the credentialing to come back so I can get a key to the shack and all the training you got to go through. They want you to do a whole bunch of stuff, hoops, fingerprints, and all this other stuff. So waiting for all that, and then once I get that, I'll be able to get access in and tune it and adjust it and play with it. So Have a good night, N9K LP Mobile.